Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Where I thought they would be bad, truly bad, one of the worst teams in the league. And I guess there's, you know, still technically a lot of season to go. There's a way that could still happen. But I thought they would be really bad. And honestly, in regulation, they're a pretty good team. They lose a lot of games in overtime and shootouts. They have 5 overtime or shootout losses this season. That's more than any other team.
And at least you're still getting points for those.
Yeah, that's more than any other team in the Eastern Conference. A couple of teams in the West, like the Golden Knights, only have 10 wins, but they have 28 points, which I've never been a fan of that system.
Do you know about the three-point system? So high school hockey in this area, the PIHL does this now. College hockey, I believe, does this. A win in regulation, you get 3 points. A win in overtime or shootout, you get 2 points. And you still get the one for a loss in overtime or shootout. So there's a real difference between winning in regulation and winning a little bit more of a gimmicked overtime / shootout scenario.
Yeah, see, I don't mind that. I just think go the way of like all other sports and just do wins and losses. I mean, you know, the Pirates don't get awarded anything if they lose a game in 9 innings or 18 innings. The Steelers don't get any sort of award if they lose a game by 30 points in regulation or if they lose a point by or they lose by 3 points in overtime.
Well, the weird thing is hockey used to have so many ties until they got rid of that about 20 years ago. That was such a big part of it. It was inevitable that maybe 15 games a season would end in a tie.
Well, I mean, I'm fine. Like, I'm still fine with doing shootouts and everything. But, I mean, you battle it out to determine a winner and a loser. To me.
So you're going 2 points or 0 points, nothing in between then?
I wouldn't even do the points. I would just go strictly like wins and losses, like all of the other sports do. Now, I mean, I know that's kind of like old man yelling at cloud viewpoint because hockey does things a little bit differently, but I haven't been a fan of like the overtime losses in quite some time. But hey, it might benefit them in the end because if they keep piling up, they could get into the playoffs over a team that has more outright wins than them.
Well, again, they're in as of Thanksgiving, so more times than not, that bodes well.
Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome, Don.
That was a nice little Bechtold breakdown there. Coming up, we get into the Pitt matchup with Miami. That is tomorrow, a noon kick at Acrisure Stadium. 9 a.m. pregame coverage begins on The Fan. We will talk to Nathan Breisinger from Pittsburgh Sports Now in just a few minutes. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cold, snow flurries, high of 35. One more hour to go on a Football Friday right here on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. It is a Football Friday. I am Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smale Kia Route 30 in Greensburg. Sean Myers is with me behind the glass as we transition to a little Pitt Panthers football in this final hour. We have gotten into a lot of Steelers and Bills, high school football in the area tonight and tomorrow. We have not talked enough about Pitt and Miami, a big one tomorrow at Acrisure Stadium. And we yet again go out to the fan hotline, which is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That is where we find Nathan Breisinger, who covers the Pitt Panthers for Pittsburgh Sports Now. And Nathan, this game tomorrow, Pitt with a real chance to do something special. Now, they would need a win and some help to get to the ACC championship game. But early indications for you, what's your feel on how the game will go tomorrow?
Yeah, I think this one, I mean, it's going to be a dogfight. I think it comes down to the end. I think that's kind of what the feeling was going into Georgia Tech, but Pitt blew it open early, and then it still did come down late in the fourth quarter. You needed that Tekerian Turner big touchdown run, but same thing here. I think Miami's the better team here. You know, they're favored, obviously, but Pitt, I mean, they can hold their own in this game, and it's going to be a real tough one down to the finish for both these teams.
Miami coming into the game with a really good opportunity to make an appearance in the ACC title game, 9-2 on the season. Now, is there something to be said about Miami when they have to play in an environment like this weather-wise? You know, outside of what the crowd could be, it will be a pretty chilly one in Pittsburgh tomorrow around noon. Do you feel like that can slow down the Hurricanes a little bit?
Absolutely. I think that can play a factor. And I think, you know, this is the first game they've played in lower than 50-degree weather all season. So, you know, Pitt definitely has the advantage there of playing in that type of environment year after year. And Miami traveling this far north at this time of the year, you look back, the last time these two teams met in the final week of the regular season was 2017 at Acrisure Stadium. And Pitt came out and knocked off number two Miami. And I think that certainly played a factor into it. And at that game, of course, I mean, Pitt was way, you know, super big underdogs and obviously rose to the occasion there. But I think certainly the weather can play a factor into it. You know, I'm not too sure that the exact conditions of if it's going to rain or snow or what that. But if that happens, you never know what can happen in a game like that.
And that game you reference back to, the Panthers were starting a true freshman quarterback by the name of Kenny Pickett, and the Panthers were able to pull the upset, like you mentioned. Mason Heinschel, do you see some comparisons there, some similarities between Pickett and Heinschel, especially this early on in their Panther careers?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I wrote about it this morning on Pittsburgh Sports Now that there's a lot of similarities between this game and that game back from 2017. Now, Pitt is ranked, obviously, in their 6-1. That's a big difference from what it was back in 2017 when they were 4-7. But the quarterback that leads the Panthers, they both share similar characteristics that they both had as young, true freshmen. And you talk about the moxie, the poise, the confidence, the swagger even that Heinschel has. It's so similar to Pickett. And a lot of people that remember back to that game, you think about the bootleg run that sort of sealed the deal for Pickett and the Panthers in that game. I mean, Heinschel can do that. He can run the ball. You saw the play action read he had against Georgia Tech last week where he can pull it and run the end zone. And then he did the little Kenny Pickett layup celebration that he pulled out in the championship game back in 2021. So yeah, these two guys are so similar. And I think that's what's exciting if you're a Pitt fan, that Heinschel just has those really, really strong characteristics and traits that remind you of Pickett, who turned out to be a first round pick, a Heisman finalist. And Heinschel looks even better than Pickett was as a freshman or a sophomore or a redshirt freshman. So, I mean, that's the one big thing going into this game. You go up against number 12 Miami, but you have a quarterback that has really led this team really well.
Weather-wise, it will be right around freezing for the duration of that game. At kickoff, it'll be 33, and around the time it finishes, it'll get up to maybe 35. Now, it will be dry. It is saying a 0% chance of rain for most of the day tomorrow. So it will be dry but cold. It won't be overly windy. So just an outright chilly day is what we're in store for. Does that change anything for you, knowing the fact that there won't be any precipitation?
Not really. I mean, I think, you know, Miami will still be able to push the ball through the air. Carson Beck's a heck of a quarterback down there. So I think both teams, they'll try to find that balance of running the ball and then also pushing it through the air in these dry conditions.
Pitt coming in, Mason Heinschel, we just talked about him in the comparisons to Kenny Pickett. And you said in your answer that you've even seen better play from Heinschel than we did from Pickett this early on. And I would have to agree. I mean, Kenny had that big-time moment against Miami, but Heinschel is the savior of the season. I don't even know, I mean, if you want to guess, you can, where the Panthers are if they keep going forward with Eli Holstein. I mean, maybe like a 500 football team, it feels like it would be something like that. Like they would be basically playing tomorrow for bowl eligibility.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I mean, I think their schedule got a little bit easier, of course, in the ACC when you go up against Boston College and Stanford and Syracuse, some of those teams that you should have beaten, and you probably would have won with Holstein, but maybe, you know, Florida State, I don't know if Holstein comes away with a win there. And you think about NC State, another team. So, and then Georgia Tech. I mean, I think Heinschel's comfortability in the offense was a big reason why they were able to fire out of the gates in that Georgia Tech game. And there was a lot of questions on it. Man, are the nerves going to be there against Georgia Tech? Is he going to be shaky? Because you saw it against Notre Dame. You saw it a little bit at Syracuse. But you know what? He was able to fight through an outstanding start. It was a dream start for Pitt last week. And I just don't know if Holstein does that if he's in the game.
It also felt like last week it was like a perfect representation of a good Pitt win, because it also included, Nathan, the doubt that was creeping in, because Pitt ended up waiting a while to put that game away. And as Georgia Tech got back into it, as you could tell, if social media was any indication, vibes were not very high in the second half of that game. Was there a worry from your vantage point of, man, Pitt's actually going to let this happen, aren't they, as they saw the lead and the deficit grow closer and closer?
Oh, absolutely. As I'm sitting there in the press box and talking with some of the other Pitt media members down there, it's like we watched that movie before down in West Virginia earlier this year in September. I mean, that was very similar. Pitt's up by two scores, and then West Virginia scores, and then they come back and tie. And the big thing that was just really, really crazy about that game is the crowd was in that game the entire way. There was no letdown, even when they were down 28-0. Like, that crowd on third down and through the entire thing would get into full throat and was just unbelievable. So I gave a little tip of the hat to them down there at Bobby Dodd Stadium. But yeah, there was some doubt, because I mean, the clock management still wasn't that great towards the end of the game going through the fourth quarter. And then you try the fake punt at that point in time, it's a 4th and 9 in your own territory. And even where Kateris Hicks was the one who took that snap, he's even 5 yards further back from the original spotting of the ball. So that's 15 yards, basically, you have to gain. And just a very, very interesting play call there that, you know, does not need to happen in a game in that point of that game. But you know what? They got it done. This team has shown that they can be resilient over the past couple of weeks. Obviously, the Notre Dame game was a struggle, but they were able to respond. It was a tight game there at the end, and then Turner's able to rip off a big run. And a big credit to the offensive line, because that run does not happen without a big, huge block from Ryan Bear. And you know what? They were able to find a way to get it done and keep their ACC hopes alive.
Talking to Nathan Breisinger, he covers the Pitt Panthers for Pittsburgh Sports Now. Nathan, who is somebody that has to have a big performance tomorrow?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Tomorrow, if Pitt is going to win this one, besides Mason Heinschel, I should say.
I think offensively, you need to look back at Turner to have another big game, but I think you need to look for someone like Poppy Williams, someone who can, you know, get out there quickly, get open, and catch the ball and make something happen after he makes the catch. Because right now, Des Reed, I mean, I'm not super confident he plays in this one. You need someone that can catch the ball and make something happen after the catch. And Poppy Williams has been really good at doing that. Same with the entire receiving core. And I guess you could throw in Hicks in there as well, who has been a little quiet the past few weeks. But defensively, I think it really has to come down to, I think the defensive ends need to have a huge game in this one. Because the linebackers, the safeties, they've been doing a good job stopping the run and getting downhill, tackles for loss. But the DNs need to get home on Carson Beck. And Pitt's, you know, when they bring a four-man rush, Pitt has really not gotten to the quarterback a whole lot this season. So Jimmy Scott, Joey Zielinski, Blaine Spires, all those guys, it's been a pretty healthy group the last few weeks, getting some of those guys back from injury. Jaden Moore, who really didn't play against Georgia Tech, if he's back in there, needs to have a big game. Isaiah Neal. So that group as a collective, I think, needs to have a huge game and win their one-on-ones. And this Miami offensive line, they don't give up many sacks. I think they're seventh in the country in terms of sacks allowed per game at 0.8. So they're not a unit that gives up a lot of sacks and a lot of pressures to Carson Beck. So Pitt has to find a way to get that done.
Who is the big-time player for Miami that fans should be a little bit worried about tomorrow?
Offensively, it's the young receiver, Malachi Toney. He's been outstanding for Miami this year. He can do a little bit of everything. And I know the coaching staff for Pitt has talked about him ad nauseum throughout the week and just keeping him in check. He can catch the ball, make plays after the catch. He can slip through tackles. Corey Sanders, the safeties coach, said, you know, he's the type of guy that can make you miss three guys miss inside a phone booth. I mean, he's just that type of guy that's so slippery and can make people miss. But then also, he's a tough guy. He fights off contact. And then also, they'll hand it off to him. He can run the ball. He can maybe even throw in a trick play where he may throw the ball. So they do a little bit of everything with him this season for the Hurricanes. And he has over 800 receiving yards. And then defensively, Reuben Bain is one of their big edge rushers for the Hurricanes. He's a guy that Pitt has to find a way to slow down and limit his impact on the game.
So, Nathan, we get to around 3:30, maybe close to 4 tomorrow, because those college games tend to take a little bit longer than 3 hours, which I'm sure you have noticed in your time covering the Panthers. So we get to the final bell tomorrow between Pitt and Miami. What's the final score? Who's getting the game ball?
Man, like I said earlier, I think Pitt hangs in there. I think they can go blow for blow with Miami, but I think Miami's going to have a little bit enough to get this one and win this one. 37-31 is my score prediction for the Hurricanes. And I think the Hurricanes are playing some of their best football right now. Now, they, you know, as people have said, oh, they peaked against Notre Dame, but they're still playing some really good football. They're blowing out inferior ACC competition. And now, you know, same way with Pitt, they have a chance to go to the ACC championship if they win and get some help. So I think they're just going to find a way to squeak that one out on Saturday tomorrow.
Where do you think Pitt ends up when it comes to bowl season? So a loss tomorrow would mean Pitt does not make an appearance in the ACC championship. They would finish with 8 wins on the year, so they'd be 8-4. What type of bowl do you think they could be looking at?
You know, unfortunately, I mean, if you're going 8-4, I think it seems like a lot of people are pulling that this is going to go to the Pinstripe Bowl, which I know a lot of Pitt fans probably don't want. But then maybe the Duke's Mayo Bowl, you know, you don't get to Charlotte for the ACC championship game, but maybe you end up back down there for a bowl game. I think that would be nice instead of, you know, playing up in another cold weather environment. So, but I think realistically you might be looking at the Pinstripe Bowl if you finish 8-4, much like they did in 2016.
Man, that feels like, and I know you kind of gave it away in your answer there, that feels like it would be kind of disappointing if they had a season that was pretty good and they just end up in the Pinstripe Bowl, of all things.
Yeah, and I think that's why this game is so big tomorrow for Pitt's sake, because not only if they don't make the ACC championship, if they don't get the help that they need, if they win, they still finish 9-3. They still get a much better bowl. That's a huge win, regardless if you get to the ACC championship, and it sets you up for next year as well. And yeah, I think you end up in the Pinstripe Bowl. Now, if it's a great matchup, like people are calling maybe Penn State, you know, maybe you see that as a, okay, you know what, now we can go and make a statement against our in-state rival. But yeah, it's kind of a gut punch if you go back to the Pinstripe Bowl, I think.
Yeah, and the projection I'm looking at on ESPN, which is a group of guys that puts this together, both have them in the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl, baby. Noon Eastern on ABC, Saturday, December 27th. One matchup against Minnesota, the other one against Illinois. So you might be on to something there, Nathan.
Yeah, hopefully Pitt can pull out a win and we could maybe get to a warmer location for a bowl game this year.
Nathan Breisinger covers the Pitt Panthers for Pittsburgh Sports Now. Nathan, thanks for hopping on, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Donnie. Thanks for having me.
There we go. One of the young scribes that covers the Pitt Panthers, Nathan Breisinger. Check out his stuff at Pittsburgh Sports Now. You can join the conversation at 412-928-9370. That is the number of the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Coming up, we make our picks for a big college football weekend. We got games going on all day. There's a game going on in the studio right now between Utah and Kansas as it nears halftime. We'll get into some of those high school games as well. Sean and I both will be on the call for some high school matchups this weekend. NFL Week 13 picks. Now, Sean will participate in all of this. I also have the picks that were made by our guy City Limits, who will be on the air in just about 90 minutes from now. Nothing from Joe Starkey yet, though. So far his
He's picks, waiting to the very last second to get him in.
Yeah, he's going to wait until I say them on the air. I'm sure that's what his strategy is. He's been red hot. He has caught up to Austin and I after a pretty good start to the season. Sean, do you think there are too many college football bowl games?
Yes, but I guess the other side of it is you don't have to watch them, so why not have as many as possible? And if you're really bored and there's nothing better to do, at least you have options. But yeah, I think they've lost their luster, especially now that it really only matters about getting into the playoffs. Those are the only bowl games that people really care about, right?
Yeah.
If you're not in the playoffs, which there's going to be an expansion eventually to 16, I kind of think that should be the limit.
Yeah, I think that would be the sweet spot.
But once it expands, they add a couple more bowl games that are part of that. That's going to be the only ones that matter whatsoever. And once guys of note started opting out of these bowl games, how could you really get excited for them?
Yeah.
You know, the best players aren't suiting up. Remember that great season Pitt had? Yep. Kenny Pickett didn't play, and I believe Walker didn't play for Michigan State. Am I correct? So the star players for their two teams were not in what was a pretty notable bowl game. So, of course, the lesser bowl games are going to have even less appeal.
And there was a Michigan State Spartan who had a pretty big game that night. Do you remember who it was?
Plaxico Burress. No, I do not. Who was?
Connor Hayward.
Oh, okay.
Connor Hayward.
Was he? So I remember seeing him, but was he like a traditional tight end in college or what?
No, they used him like all over the place.
Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't really have the size of a tight end, so that's kind of why the Steelers will use him all over when they do decide to use a
I always
like
think that they need more tight ends anyway. I
mean, yeah. I mean, you know, another tight end wouldn't hurt. But yeah, you got the Cricket Celebration Bowl, the LA Bowl. Those are the first two.
The Pop-Tarts one has become very popular.
I love the Pop-Tarts Bowl. That should be one that is a playoff game in the very near future.
It's a high bar, though, because didn't they put a man into a toaster last year and he came out as an edible Pop-Tart?
Yeah, I mean,
am I correct that that's how it played out?
Yeah, so that's on the same day as the Pinstripe Bowl. So that Saturday after Christmas is a pretty big date on the bowl calendar because you have the Military Bowl at 11 a.m., you have the Pinstripe Bowl at noon, you have the Fenway Bowl at 2:15, the Pop-Tarts Bowl at 3:30, the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl at 4:30. I mean, who can
forget
that one?
He's got to be there, right?
Yeah.
Is he suiting up?
The New Mexico Bowl at 5:45, the Gator Bowl, I mean, that's an old classic, at 7:30, the Texas Bowl at 9:15. So that one, a very loaded bowl date that Pitt could be a part of if they yet again end up in the Pinstripe Bowl. That to me would just feel like a little bit of a downer.
Pitt, Penn State?
I think they're...
Penn State literally has to win to even be eligible.
Yes.
But it does seem like that was something that has been speculated many times once it was pretty clear that Penn State was not going to have the season that people had anticipated.
So the projection here on ESPN, which would be kind of funny because Pitt was in this bowl game last season, would be the Friday after Christmas, which is December 26th, the Game Above Sports Bowl at Ford Field in Detroit. 1
Don't they
PM.
Call that the granddaddy of them all? Is that what they dubbed that?
Penn State versus one of the teams from the MAC. So one projection is Penn State versus Ohio and Penn State versus Western Michigan. So we'll see how things shake out. I think that would be disappointing if, I mean, now it would get intrigue if Pitt played Penn State in a bowl game. Don't get me wrong. And I think both fan bases would get up for it. I think Pitt would have way more to lose in that setting for a few reasons because A, Penn State fans will quickly jump to, well, you guys had a great season by your standards. We had a season from hell, and here we are in the same place. So that would get thrown out there, you know, for a fact. Penn State would probably have a bunch of their big names sit out, I would imagine, both running backs.
Yeah, it's
anybody key on defense.
It's so weird now because it's not only the guys who are going to the NFL, but you have so many people who will already be in the transfer portal when these games are played that those guys, by and large, are not going to be suiting up. And for Penn State, I think we're going to see 20, 30, 40 guys enter the portal. Maybe some will come back depending on the coach, but I mean, half of their roster could be potentially out for a bowl game.
Yeah, so you know, even if Pitt would win in convincing fashion, it would be like, well, you know, nobody played for us from the Penn State crowd. And, I mean, heaven forbid if Penn State actually won the game, then it would be, you know, way, way worse.
Terry Smith's getting carried off the field again.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of feels like a lose-lose if Pitt ends up in a bowl game with Penn State. 4-1-2. 928-9370 to join in. You can also follow along and watch us on Twitter. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Coming up, we make our picks before we say goodbye on a Football Friday on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You can listen to this show on demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. You search Pomp and Joe for that. Donnie Football in solo for a Football Friday. Only a few more minutes with us on this Black Friday holiday as we transition from Thanksgiving into Christmas mode. Sean Myers is behind the glass as we approach the 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. And What's Cooking is brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. It is time for our pick segment. Sean, I apologize for not giving you the heads up beforehand, but if you could find, oh, there it is. Before I could even finish the sentence. Sean, that's why you're an all-time great fill-in. You, gorgeous Charlie Borges.
Who is in the house right now.
Joel Nelson. Many others. Guys I really enjoy working with. Yes, Charlie will be. Matty Ice. Matty Ice shot me a happy Thanksgiving text yesterday.
Well, you know who sent
me one?
How
about that, baby?
You know who sent me one?
Nate the Great.
You probably got it as well. Joe Smeltzer.
Oh, yeah. I talk to Joe all the time.
Is he like a chain happy Thanksgiving, happy Merry Christmas texter?
Maybe.
I'm assuming if I got one, he sends them to a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine you probably will get a Christmas message from our buddy Joe Smeltzer, who covers the Penn State Nittany Lions. So this is our pick segment. And, Sean, you can participate in this, too. You kind of get to play with house money.
Oh, good.
Because
anything I get right is a bonus, and
yeah,
you forget about anything
which,
I'm wrong.
Hey, you helped me way back when. You filled in for me on a Tuesday for the name game.
Yes.
A little bit
astrology
over.
Astrology signs. I helped out last Pony on that one.
I will say this. Pony was pretty weak with astrology signs. I think I would have outlasted him there. It seemed like he knew, like,
yeah,
two of them.
Man, if you're married, I feel like at some point in time, you've probably had to hear your wife talk about it, right?
Yeah, they get all into that stuff. I don't even remember mine most of the time. I think I'm a Libra. I'm like a cutoff date. I think my birthday is like the last day.
Do you know, has someone been like, oh, that's, you're so Libra for that?
Sarah has probably brought up, she hasn't said it in like that exact phrasing, but bring up like, oh yeah, that matches what your sign is.
It's very right. Cut and dry.
The first game on the slate, a college football one, Vanderbilt and Tennessee. Tennessee -2.5 in the game. Austin and Joe do have their picks in. Both of them went Vanderbilt. I am going to go with Tennessee and ride with our guy Josh Roundtree for that, Sean.
Yeah, I have to stick with Roundtree because I'll see him soon enough that he will give me grief if I pick Vandy, so I am going with Tennessee.
Texas Tech minus 23.5 points at West Virginia. The Mountaineers have been playing some better football. Austin and Joe both going WVU. I'm going to take Texas Tech in blowout fashion tomorrow in Morgantown to cover that big spread.
Yeah, Texas Tech wins this one. I have very little faith in the Mountaineers.
Penn State minus 13.5 at Rutgers. Austin goes Penn State. Joe goes Penn State. Do I dare go Penn State here? Minus a 2-touchdown spread, a chance to become bowl eligible. I know Charlie is in after you. He's a Rutgers guy. They're still awful. They just really haven't figured it out since like the Ray Rice days, I feel. Like late 2000s, they were good.
There's times where it looks like maybe they're turning a corner and they'll get like a promising recruit. And it, no matter how they start the season, they end up usually sputtering down the stretch. I am going Penn State, and I will add a little tidbit. I think Nicholas Singleton has his best game of the season. One touchdown puts him number one all time in rushing touchdowns, surpassing Saquon. He will get not one, but I think he could get two or three touchdowns.
Sean, we also have some breaking news. Before we finish up here, 1 minute ago, Adam Schefter, Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin, telling reporters that Aaron Rodgers will not have an injury designation for Sunday's game against the Bills. He is good to go.
Wow.
Against Buffalo.
Started saying that, I thought you were going to say that he was not going to play against the Bills.
How about that? Aaron Rodgers will play against the Bills on Sunday with the break in his left wrist. So that will certainly dictate where we go in the Steelers-Bills matchup down the road here. Miami and Pitt, the Hurricanes, a 6.5-point favorite in this game tomorrow. Austin goes Pitt. Joe goes Miami. I will break the tie for the time being. I will say the Pitt Panthers in this spot, Sean. What say you?
You said 6.5?
6.5. Miami is favored.
Miami wins by 9.
Ooh, okay. So Sean has the cover. Now we transition to the NFL. Texans at Colts. Colts minus 3.5. Austin and Joe both go with the Texans. I'm going to say the Colts win this game. People riding high on the Texans because of that performance against the Bills. I think the Colts bounce back at home and cover here.
Big quarterback game because Jones is nowhere near fully healthy, but it looks like he's going to play the rest of the season anyway. Is Stroud back or is it Davis Mills still, who apparently is filled in just fine?
Stroud has still been in the concussion protocol. I haven't seen anything on him.
It doesn't matter. Yet. I'm going Texans, regardless of who their quarterback is. The Colts, I think, have already peaked, and I think they're going to struggle a bit down the stretch.
Saints at the Dolphins, Miami minus 5.5. Austin goes Dolphins. Joe goes Dolphins. I will go with the Saints getting the points in this game.
This has to be one of the worst games of the week, right?
Yes.
I'm going Dolphins, but I won't watch a second of it, thankfully.
49ers minus 4.5 in Cleveland. Austin goes 49ers. Joe goes Browns. What say you, Sean?
A proud 49ers fan. It was a hideous victory over the Panthers. Brock Purdy looked terrible. They've struggled at times against Cleveland, but they will find a way. Myles Garrett might have 3 or 4 sacks, but the Niners will barely give up anything to Shedeur Sanders. San Fran wins and covers.
I will take the Browns, and I think they win the game outright,
boy.
Sean.
Shadur's going to carry him, right?
No, it'll be like a 9-6 effort. And Myles Garrett will have like another 4.5 sack game or something insane. And here we go. Bills at the Steelers. Bills minus 3. Austin says Bills. Joe says Steelers. I am going to take the Steelers to keep this baby close. Maybe it's a push. I think there's also a real chance that Pittsburgh wins the game outright, Sean.
I unfortunately see it the other way. I think Buffalo wins pretty easily. I would see them winning by 2 scores. I'm taking the Bills.
A 2-score win for the Buffalo Bills. Sean, this was a fun one. Any Whipple teams moving on to the state championship round?
I know you're not supposed to pick the game you're broadcasting, but I would be stunned if Avonworth doesn't move on. You know what? I'm going Aliquippa, too, because they have been riding high. And I think, who's Clairton matched up against?
Greenville.
I'm taking the Bears as well in that one. They didn't have really as dominant of a postseason run as we expected. They'll right the ship in this game. They, I'm thinking, might get a shutout.
Yeah, I picked every Whipple team just to have a little bit of unity. But I would say that my feelings on the games this weekend, kind of similar to what Carlos said, I would say that Avonworth is absolutely my most confident pick. I think Central Catholic pulls it off tomorrow night.
That's a great game. That could be worthy of being the state championship, but ultimately it seems like it's going to be LaSalle against whoever wins that game.
Aliquippa, I will never count them out again because why?
They're the Chiefs of the WPIA.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be stunned if the Whipple can send four teams next week, but we'll see. We'll see about all of that. Sean, I want to thank you for your great work behind the glass.
You're wonderful, man.
A very fun show. A thank you to the folks that chimed in and joined the conversation, whether that was via the text line, via the YouTube chat, via the old-fashioned phone call. As well, a thank you to Ray Fittipaldo, Carlo Zovko, Sal Capaccio, and Nathan Breisinger for joining the conversation. The PM team is next. You'll get an hour of some specials from Andrew Filipponi, and then Austin Bechtold in from 3 until 6 as a Football Friday continues on 93.7 The Fan. First, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cold, snow flurries today, a high of 35. Have a safe and fun weekend, a holiday weekend to all of those out there listening. Donnie Football signing off.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.